Love. What a marvelous thing it is to have a feeling of love in your heart. I have been accused of carrying this emotion to extremes on some occasions, but I don't think so. Mrs. Hill and I were driving out in the mountains of California about 10 years ago, and we saw on the side of the road an enormous rattlesnake coiled and ready to strike. Annie Lou saw it about the same time I did. She said, "Hit it, right, hit it." Well, I didn't hit it. I wheeled around and entirely bypassed it. She said, "Why didn't you hit it?" I said, "My dear, the reason I didn't hit it, it's on its own ground, attending its own business, and that's exactly what you and I are going to do. We're not going to kill something that doesn't concern us." And that's the attitude that I would take toward a rattlesnake or anything else. If it didn't try to bother me or some of my friends, I wouldn't bother it. In other words, I've changed my whole attitude, not only toward my fellow men, but toward every living creature on the face of this earth. I'm not as extreme as one of the professors up at Harvard University when I was lecturing up at Harvard in 1922. I made the acquaintance of one of the professors who I thought was quite a nut. We were walking one evening in a swampy section of the campus where mosquitoes were bad, and one of them lit over on his hand and began to bore into his skin, and I reached over to hit it. He said, "Oh, don't hit that. It's got to live too." I said, "You better not let your mosquito get over on my hand, Professor, because I'll sure slap him down."